Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The 10th Congressional District of New York, an open seat. Harry Siegel of the New York Daily News, a columnist of thecity.nyc, an independent nonprofit newsroom in New York, covering New York, is going to help us understand why in the dominant Manhattan and Brooklyn parts of the New York map, a heavily Democratic, heavily progressive Democratic seat is open, and it's open to a wide field. Some names I know, some I do not. Harry's here to help us understand. This vote is in August, and so it's in front of us. Harry, a very good evening to you. Why is the 10th open? Good heavens. Good evening.
Good evening, John. So, long story, very short. The maps that the Democratic legislature tried to draw in Albany got thrown out by the Court of Appeals, the highest court in New York, which is almost all the people on it had been appointed by Democrats. They said it was too partisan, violated the state constitution. It was no good. New maps were drawn that tore apart a number of existing districts. In the course of that, the person who's long represented the 10th Congressional District covering the west side of Manhattan, Gerald Nadler, decided to leave the district, which no longer covers the west side of Manhattan, and run against fellow longtime member of Congress, incumbent Carolyn Maloney. So they're now going head to head. And in the new 10th, which covers all of Manhattan, below 18th Street, and a big swath of Brooklyn, including Park Slope, Borough Park, where many Orthodox Jews live, and some of Brooklyn's Chinatown, with the large Asian population, there's an extremely rare, truly open congressional seat. So it has drawn an incredibly crowded field, to the point where Bill de Blasio, who, a year ago, was mayor of New York City, hoped to run for governor, is now in seventh place, according to a new poll that just came out on Thursday, in this incredibly, impossibly crowded race, with the leading candidates at the moment, from the limited polling we have, this is from the progressive firm Data for Progress, being council member Carolina Rivera, who's at 17%, and assembly member Yulani, who is now not running for that seat, so she can run for the congressional seat at 14%, and then former House impeachment counsel Dan Goldman, right behind in third at 12%. De Blasio's at 5%. Liz Holtzman, the former House member, Senate candidate, Brooklyn DA, who is a veteran. She was running for office, running for Senate in 1980 when I was 3. Hasn't been in elected office since 1993. She's reemerged. She's ahead of de Blasio at 9%. And one more person related to all this, Rep. Mondaire Jones, who also is a newly elected incumbent who was hoping for a second term. Because of the way these maps were redrawn, Sean Patrick Maloney decided to run in his district, just north of the city. And now Mondaire Jones has moved way south and is also running the district and is just ahead of de Blasio at 7%. So it's all a little dizzying. And let me just add that this will be the second primary of the year. There was one in June, and now there'll be a second one for Congress and half of the state legislature in August. And so turnout is likely to be abysmally low. I assume there will be more voters than candidates, but I can't even promise that at this point.
Yes, August 23rd, in the middle of what we can presume will to be a warm day in Manhattan. There's some history here, and we need to explore it. For example, in the New York Daily News in these last hours, Gloria Steinem is now endorsing Liz Holtzman. These are two names from 20th century celebrity politics, now involved in a congressional race with an open seat. So, Harry, let us bend the fact that you were 3 when Liz Holtzman was in Congress, and there were people who were not with us yet when Gloria Steinem and Liz Holtzman ruled New York culturally. These are names from the feminist successes of the 20th century. Do they have purchase in the 21st century? Does the language provide them an avenue not available to other candidates who were not associated with that success?
John, I was actually three when Liz Holtzman left Congress. She was elected 4 years before I was born.
Okay.
This is a long passage of time. However, she has, to some folks at least, a recognizable name, and particularly to older voters who are certainly going to be overrepresented in this primary. And this polling showing her at 9%, with the leader of the field at 17% in a very crowded field, seems to indicate that she has a chance to, at the very least, be significant to this race, but hers is a name that still resonates in some circles, and perhaps Steinem's endorsement is particularly valuable just after the Supreme Court's undoing of Roe versus Wade and given the energies that stirred up among Democrats.
There's a wonderful photograph in your newspaper, The Daily News, of an Equal Rights Amendment march in Washington Sunday, July 9th, 1978, so many decades ago. Lined up are celebrities from this period having to do with legislation. There's Elizabeth Holtzman, then a representative in New York, standing hand in hand with Betty Friedan of the feminist revolution in the 1970s, standing next to Dick Gregory, the great progressive celebrity from Hollywood and comedy, standing next to hand in hand with Gloria Steinem. This is a vision of where New York was almost 50 years ago. So the question here is, what are the policies that will attract the voters in Park Slope? It can't just be nostalgia. Is there any way of discerning Bill de Blasio, who represented all five boroughs, from the assemblywoman, Julian Now, and the councilwoman, Carlina Rivera, or the representative now disowned, Mondaire Jones? Is there a policy here we can talk about, Harry?
In that picture, they're all holding hands, they're all dressed in white. It's a great picture. It's not going to win the election. Policy-wise, it's very hard to say. You're talking about people who are hoping to become junior members of Congress, quite possibly in the minority. So they're working very hard to distinguish themselves. There's been a very interesting series of fights or errors this week revolving around Israel, with Julie New becoming the only candidate in the field to say, which she wasn't really trying to, that she supports the BDS movement, while trying to say, I support its right to express itself. She's trying to walk that line, and she tripped. Bill de Blasio disavowing his previous support of AIPAC. You can see how these candidates are trying to distinguish themselves. Carolina Rivera is a protege of Bibi Velasquez, who's running in her own district, has real institutional and labor support. Yui Ngo is a favorite of the WFP-type progressive left, and is running in a district with a significant Asian-American population that she's trying to appeal to. Policy-wise, though, in practice, it's really hard to say. And again, with the junior member of Congress, as opposed to, say, an executive, it's also not clear what those differences in belief would necessarily be worth.
Are there voices that will weigh on this? I'm thinking of the celebrity politicians from New York who are watching this from the sidelines. Ocasio-Cortez immediately to mind, but say D'Amato, the senator once upon a time, or other voices who participate in New York politics. I understand this is a Democratic show, but it's a Democratic city. So there's always advantages to people looking in. Gloria Steinem clearly sees an advantage to endorsing her friend, her longtime friend, Liz Holtzman. What about the mayor? Will he get involved in this in any fashion? Is there any indication that it would benefit him to be part of the generation of a new seat in Congress?
I'd be surprised. Everyone, all the candidates are calling in all the chits they can, the lineup endorsements, things they can tout in mailers and in advertisements and so on. But finally, if you're in a position of some sway and influence in New York, it's very difficult to spend that in a race with a number of appealing candidates with overlapping profiles and beliefs and a truly unclear outcome. You know, like it's you have to bet a lot to win a little if you're already in a position of power and influence. So we will see if the mayor, for instance, or AOC weighs in I would be surprised.
Park Slope, help everybody in the country understand. Lower Manhattan is a younger population. This is traditional Wall Street, Lower Manhattan, with some really fancy buildings. Park Slope, my memory is that it's been gentrified. So are we talking about a mixed demographic? We have a few seconds here. Or are we talking about all upscale? 30 seconds, Harry.
John, it's pretty rich, full of rich people who think of themselves very strongly as ordinary folks and good progressives, is how I would describe it.
So we're looking at upscale, New York Times readers, very carefully. So the New York Times endorsement, if it happens, will be heavily influential. So will Harry Siegel's column in the New York Daily News and its coverage in the city, NYC, a nonprofit independent newsroom. Harry Siegel, I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Let's be real. Life happens. Kids spill. Pets shed. And accidents are inevitable. Find a sofa that can keep up at washablesofas.com. Starting at just $699, our sofas are fully machine washable inside and out, so you can say goodbye to stains and hello to worry-free living. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, they're kid-proof, pet-friendly, and built for everyday life. Plus, changeable fabric covers let you refresh your sofa whenever you want. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa anytime to fit your space, whether it's a growing family room or a cozy apartment. Plus, they're earth-friendly and trusted by over 200,000 happy customers. It's time to upgrade to a stress-free, mess-proof sofa. Visit washablesofas.com today and save. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.